Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Bunfi mit Happy When You Go nochmal gehört auf Flux FM. Und ich kann hier auch nochmal ein kleines Gespräch führen mit den drei Herren, die die Band Bunfi mittlerweile ausmachen. Angefangen hat das Ganze ja als Soloprojekt von Joe Bunfi. Mittlerweile sind Aaron Graham und Chris McQuaig mit von der Partie. Und die stehen jetzt alle drei bei mir im Studio. Hello again, Bunfi.
Hello. Hello.
I was pronouncing your name right.
You pronounced mine really well. Yeah. Nobody can ever pronounce my name, so I'm really impressed.
Not even
you
people
have to come
Scotland.
To Germany.
Yeah, yeah. German people.
The Germans, they know how to pronounce their things right. That's all they know.
It's so good to have you here, though. Oh, you've just traveled from England to Germany for this very show tonight.
Yeah, we went to Hanover yesterday and then got up this morning to come here.
Cool.
And then we're in Amsterdam tomorrow.
Nice. There's going to be another Communion Records show in Amsterdam tomorrow with the same lineup, right?
Joseph, Dan Kroll, yeah.
Have you played with one of the guys before, actually?
We played with Dan in December.
Good.
And that was great. That was Communion's Christmas party in London. Sweet. At the Notting Hill Arts Club. Such a fun night. And then we played with Joseph. We weren't playing
ages ago.
Brighton, yeah, Great Escape. Yeah,
Great Escape Festival.
When
we first met him.
Yeah. Cool. Dan just told me that even years before he put out his first music, he was part of the Communion Records evenings, because the whole thing, the label didn't start as a label from the very beginning then. It was like a regular thing that's happened on Friday evenings or something, and people from London were invited to play a few songs. Your relationship with Communion Records start like that as well?
Yeah, well, my first gig, I was playing on my own, playing some acoustic guitar, and that's when I first met Dan. I can't remember what year that was. It was like 2012 or something.
Sweet.
And it's the first time I went down to Notting Hill Arts Club, and Dan was playing there as well. So we've both been part of the family for a long time, yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Dan about the fact that it must be kind of cool to know that the label is run by musicians and that there are musicians, in the positions to where things are decided. And it must be good to kind of like be able to talk eye to eye to your label boss, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they've all got like at least a valid opinion.
Yeah,
you know.
Like. Yeah, and
I think, do you know what I mean?
And I think they know about the pressures and the stress that the tour understand. Has. You know, I mean, those major label bosses, they'd be like, "Yeah, you tour for 6.5 months because I want you to promote the record."
Yeah,
and they can only suggest something like that because they've never been on
never
tour.
Done it.
Yeah, I don't know how it feels. Yeah.
And there's a whole range in terms of musicianship. They've got people who work there who are in big bands, you know, like Kev from Bears Den, and then going all the way down. Even Jamie, the I think he's managing director, he plays.
Yeah, yeah.
Maz, he plays, does all the live stuff. He's a really good drummer. Like, they all play. They're all really passionate about music.
And the disadvantage might be that one's a bit more scared when one's presenting the new demos or something like that, right?
No, we're better than them, so it's okay.
That's true. I mean, have you listened to Bear Stand on Mumford & Sons recently?
No.
Forget about it. It's not good anymore.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they're going to love that.
But Joe, how and when did you decide to open up your solo project and make a band out of it? Because you started on your own. Was it like a sound decision, or did you feel fucking lonely on tour?
I think it was all those things, definitely. I felt lonely on tour, and then I think I gave the solo stuff a rest for a while, and then I met Aaron, and we were going to start a completely separate thing, like a sort of side project while we got on with our own things, and then we ended up forming this band and called Chris up and just got going and started playing live in, what was it, 2015?
Mm. Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah, so that's when we really got going.
2.5 years in it since we started.
When we went to Berlin was one of our first shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Berlin Festival, we just went past it.
Just down the road from here.
Yeah, so it was a really natural evolution. It was the songs I was making on my own were really calling for a band, and they were calling for people to come in and help shape the sound and really give it some direction. And I really think,
there are solo artists who are very, very good on their own. But I think when it comes to art, it's good to have a mirror around you.
Yeah, of course.
Meeting people who tell you, I mean, the chorus is great, but Joe, you're a talented man. You can go better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that does happen.
I think it really helps.
Yeah, for sure.
I think
it
really helps.
Yeah.
So we've just listened to your first single. What's up with new material? How long do we have to wait?
Not long at all.
Very long. No, not long at all.
There's a new song. It should be going on Spotify and all that stuff on Friday.
Friday.
Yeah,
nice. This Friday.
Yeah, so yeah, in a couple of days. And that's called Rosedale House, that song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so...
And any plans for a long player or an EP soon? Are you working on that?
The album's completely finished.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're just, you know...
We have an album. It's just
trying to get some... We'd love to put it out now, but we just need more people to be, you know, sort of taking interest. We haven't played enough live shows to put an album out yet. We really need to build things up, so we're putting out another song.
I was just thinking, well, the album's finished, but Communion Records, they refuse to put it out. Because it's better than a Mumford & Sons album. Yeah.
Sabotage.
I'm so sorry about that. I'm sorry, Marcus. And I'm sorry, Bears, Dan, but it's the young people. They're taking over now. It was such a great...
We didn't say that.
It wasn't. No, I did say that.
Your words.
I can, you know. Yeah. They won't drop me from the label because I'm not on it.
All of these things are saying stop.
Oh, thank you for visiting, guys. I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thanks, thank you very much.
As soon
for
as you come
us.
Back to Berlin, you visit me again.
Yeah. We'd love
and
to.
And as soon as the record's put out, you send a copy to us so we can play more of your material.
Absolutely.
Of course, cool, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Danfi, thanks a lot. See you
thanks,
later.
Thanks for having us.
Wir haben Joseph J. Jones an dieser Stelle mit Whisper to a Hurricane. Auch der Künstler wird gleich bei mir im Studio stehen und auch mit ihm werde ich kurz sprechen. Im Anschluss ans Gespräch verlose ich dann wirklich die letzten Tickets für die Communion Records Party heute Abend im Fluxbau. Thank you, Bamfi. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.